Hello and welcome to 6 Minute English. I'm Neil.
Hello, I'm Catherine.
And if I say to you, Catherine, fortnight, what do you think of?
Well, that's easy, Neil. A fortnight is a period of 2 weeks.
Well, fortnight, spelt F-O-R-T-N-I-G-H-T, is indeed a period of 2 weeks. But fortnight, spelt F-O-R-T-N-I-T-E, is an online computer game that has become incredibly popular in a very short period of time.
As well as popular, it's also very competitive. And you're soon going to be able to make big money playing it. And you can even hire people to be your Fortnite coach.
Well, before we hear a little more about this topic, it's time for our quiz. These days, we play computer games on our phones. We can hold them in our hands. In 1950, Bertie the Brain was the name of one of the very first computer games. It played a simple game of noughts and crosses, also called tic-tac-toe. But how tall was this computer? Was it A, 1 metre tall? B, about 4 metres tall? Or C, about 10 metres tall?
Well, if it was the 1950s, computers were huge, so I'm going to go for 10 metres.
OK, well, we'll find out if you're right at the end of the programme. Esports, or computer games competitions, are now a thing. In some markets, they are huge, and they are even discussing including them in the Olympic Games. Kyle Jackson is a 13-year-old gamer who's been asked to join a team. How long does he say he's been playing video games?
Played video games all my life, basically. I started playing competitively when I was around 9 or 10. I got into like Halo, Call of Duty, games like that. And I realised that I could probably like go to a pro level if I keep playing at the level I am.
He said that he's been playing computer games all his life. Now, that might be a little exaggeration, but he's probably been playing them ever since he can remember. When he was 9 or 10, he started playing competitively, which means he started playing in competitions against other people.
He talks about a number of games that he got into. This is a good expression. If you're into something, you're very interested in it. And to get into something describes the process of becoming interested in that thing.
In Kyle's case, it was computer games, and he got so good that he's thinking about playing at a professional level. Doing something as a professional means that it's more than a hobby or pastime. It's something someone pays you to do because you're really good at it.
George Yao is a former gaming champion who is now director of media of Team Secret. Team Secret are like a regular sports team. They have a group of players who play matches and competitions against other teams. Except these are not regular sports. These are esports, and they are big business. Here's George Yao.
It's becoming a multi-billion dollar industry. Just games, production of games, publishing of games, and the esports scene. So it's not just one thing now, it's a whole industry.
So George Yao says that online gaming is becoming a multi-billion dollar industry. We usually think of industry as factories and manufacturing, but it can also apply to other areas as well that involve a lot of different elements that come together to make a business.
Different elements that he mentions as part of this industry are creating games, publishing games, and the esports scene. The word scene here refers to the world of esports, the events, the competitions, and the players. And many people want to be part of that scene. Right, now let's get the answer to our quiz question about the size of that 1950s computer game. Was it A, 1 metre tall, B, 4 metres tall, or C, 10 metres tall? What did you say, Catherine?
I went for 10 metres, Neil.
Well, unfortunately, it was 4 metres.
Still quite big, though. Imagine you couldn't get one of those in your pocket, could you?
I'd rather not. But I would like to review today's vocabulary.
We started off with the word for a period of 2 weeks, a fortnight. But with a different spelling, Fortnite is also a very popular video game.
Multiplayer video game competitions, which people pay to go and watch, are known as esports. Playing against other people is playing competitively. Do you like to play multiplayer video games, Catherine?
I've never really got into them, even though I've tried one or two. And that was one of our other expressions, to get into something, to become really interested in something.
Same here. I enjoy playing a little bit, but I could never be a professional. I couldn't get paid to do it as a job.
Of course not. You're already a professional broadcaster, Neil. An area of business that's made up of different parts can be described as an industry. The video game industry is a multi-billion dollar business. And we also talk about, for example, the fashion industry and the movie industry.
And finally, there was the word scene. This noun is used to describe the world of a particular activity.
So the e-sport scene, for example, is the world of e-sports. The games, the teams, the competition, the audiences, it's all part of the scene.
Well, that's all from the 6-Minute English scene today. Do join us again, but if you can't wait, you can find us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram and YouTube, and of course, on our website, bbclearningenglish.com. Thanks for joining us and goodbye.
Goodbye.
6-Minute English from the BBC.